Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is
feeling like I do. That's Tom Petty bringing us back. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I think my voice is getting better as I go along today. A little bit of laryngitis. Doesn't hurt, so don't worry. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. Very excited about our good friend Chad Moutre being back on the show. Chad is a longtime member of our brain trust. We knew him when he was the chief economist over at the SBA, and he moved over to the National Association of Manufacturers, and he's doing a great job there and reports to us on a regular basis on how things are going. Invaluable research that he does. Chad, thanks again for being here. I want to give you an opportunity to report on something that's coming up before we get into some more details about manufacturing. You've got a tour coming up.
That's right. So every year we do something known as the State of Manufacturing Tour. This is really a way for us to highlight manufacturing around the country. We get a lot of earned media out of it. Last year, as you know, we released our Competing to Win document during the tour, so that right. really kind of became the thing that we talked about in terms of policy throughout the year and including into the transition. This year, we're going to be the president and CEO, Jay Timmons, is going to be in Austin, Texas, and then New York, Detroit, Columbus, Pittsburgh, and then Madison, Wisconsin. So. And along the way, I think one of the things that we're going to make sure that we talk about is number one, the importance of manufacturing in the U.S. and continue to highlight really those success stories. I think one of the good things that's come out of the campaign is that everyone's talking about manufacturing. I think that's the nice opportunity
right.
for us
right.
to really hit that home again. I think the other thing to talk about is just simply the workforce issue. I think when I travel around the country, almost uniformly, everyone says that they have trouble attracting talent, and we've talked about that on this show.
It's one of the incredible paradoxes, isn't it, of our economy. The irony, you cut with a knife, we got millions of people who are unemployed and underemployed, and yet I've had people on the show estimate that there may be as many as, I'm talking about economists, estimate as many as 4 million unfilled assignments.
Yeah.
Good pay, and those would be good paying jobs.
And I think it's part of that conversation, especially given the whole focus on making America great again, is just simply the notion that manufacturing is a different sector than it was 10, 15 years ago. It means that we're hiring a different type of worker than we were those many years ago. That brings in the conversation about technology and robots that we mentioned in the first
segment. Yep.
And how, if you're using that type of technology, you need to be a different type of worker, right? Much more high skill, much more high paying. If you've toured production facilities, which I know you have, just how different today they are.
For a half century. I may have told this story with you before. Forgive me if you have. But I was talking to a man who was he had just built a greenfield paper plant. And that's his job, was to go start it, get it out of the ground, build it, and then operate it for a few months till a resident could show up, right?
Yeah.
I talked to him right after he built it. This was probably 7 or 8 years ago. I talked to him after he built it, and I said, how many of your employees use a computer in the direct performance of their job? He said 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a paper mill.
Yeah.
And I said, how many employees do you have? He said, 400. Half as many as the same plant I built in the mid-90s.
I'm sure.
And so those two answers were connected, and that told me that we were getting ready to get on a roller coaster with regard to the economy, the jobs, the future of work, all that.
And I think that one of the things that we want to really highlight during this tour is that manufacturing is a great occupation. It's a nice pathway to the middle class. Making sure we talk to students and say, you should consider manufacturing when you get out and when you graduate.
Right.
That it can be a sexy job. And I think that we don't always think of it in those terms.
Well, you know, my dad...
We still have that blue-collar stigma that's out there, even though manufacturing is not blue-collar anymore.
I remember when we lived in Indiana, my dad worked in Gary, in the steel mill. He was a hammersmith. He literally laid the steel on the hammer, and this 29-ton thing slammed down on that metal. He had to hold it. Now, you did not want to arm wrestle with my dad. But that was manufacturing then. Today, that same thing is being done by a robot that's being operated by a 110-pound female engineer in a control room. Right?
That's right, and it's much safer. I think that's one of the things we want to talk about. Certainly policy is going to come up, much as it did last year. I mean, I think everyone's talking about the Trump administration and the changes that are going to be taking place. So it also gives, I think, him and manufacturing an opportunity, really, to focus on, what we need from a policy perspective,
right.
I think.
So you guys are going to be all over the place.
We are.
Texas, New York, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania.
That's right. And then that flows right into our NAM board.
Wisconsin?
It's just a busy month coming up.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're going to meet with people while you're there, the public, or who are you meeting with while you're there?
Well, it varies from city to city.
The media? I'm sure the media.
He's going to be doing a lot of media in New York. I know in Detroit he's going to be speaking once again. I think he did this a couple of years ago at the Detroit Economic Club. So, that's a huge, high-profile.
Is he going to be pro-Trump agenda? Pro-Trump economic. Is he going to give props to the president?
Well, I think he's going to give props to the president when it's warranted. At the end of the day, as you know, we're not partisan, right?
So which
we don't really care who's going to advance our agenda. Where Trump deserves credit, we're going to give him credit. Where I think he needs to be reminded of some things, where we'll make sure
trade, which is what we're going to talk about when we get back.
That's a good segue.
This is the other side of that sword, the Trump sword for manufacturing. They love his economic thinking, but not maybe so much his trade ideas. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.